Blog Talk Radio.
Bro, you popping your shit, nigga.
See, I think we got one.
Only love I ever felt from my mama. On my mama, miss my grandma, miss my uncle. Rest in peace, never race. Cash out, big bitch from the west side. Cash out, no, this is not a S-class. Made back, I've been turning up for my city. I've been turning up for my city. Then I leave, bitch, ain't no give me kids, all or nothing. Free bitch call me good, hey, I don't call her none. She finessing, bae, I need a dime. Bae, I need a, yeah, leave a message, dog, you know I'm dogging hoes. Bae, I check my bottom hoes, take her shop and she be fly. Her marriage, Chanel, her product, Gucci, cold match, and my mama. 21, brand new, no mileage, fuck nigga, before I start wild. Calming down.
Taught me how to pimp a hustle. I go and hear the lick. You can go and ask Bubba. Big blocks, total real choppers. Whole lot of shooters, you don't want no problems. R.P. Jumbo, top me in the broad day. Tryna pay this lawyer for my lawyers. Gonna be a cold case. Magic City, I'm the owner. Tell Steve Harvey, I don't wanna. One thing I never seen was a bitch to leave. Every time I crank the car and use a key. Push, start, fart, whip, two glizzy, extended clips. On guard, they been sober. Pour a lot of dope in my soda. Magic City, I'm the owner. Tell Steve Harvey, I don't want him.
Six, Brian, Tiggy, Bob, Sippy, Don Perignon.
Done. Made these bitches red line. I done came out the muddy. I done put the most white diamonds on the blackest hoes.
I'm
just
turning up
for
my city.
I'm just turning up
for
my city.
I'm just turning up for
my city. I'm just turning up for my city.
I've been turning up for my city. Grab my daddy, my sister. I've been through so much lately. Running up in stashes. Damn, that's too mean on the match. CMG, that's what I sign. But I like my pockets full. I got my game from the streets. I barely went to school. I know not to slow down, shy. Both times, I don't really like to squash. On my daddy and my mama. I don't really like to squash.
Yes, yes, yes. It's your girl, Miss Omega O. The whole team is live. We are here for Gossip and Hip Hop. We are back, baby. What's good?
Yes, sir.
What's
up? Period. So how's everybody doing this lovely Saturday evening?
How are y'all doing tonight?
I'm fabulous. I just came back from, you know, a little shopping from a special place. So we had a good time. I'm great. How y'all doing?
I'm doing great. I can't complain.
I feel the same.
What's going on, Jersey?
It's a beautiful day. Neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Would you be my... What's up? That's how I'm feeling, y'all.
Period. I feel like I haven't heard that in so long. You know, speaking of one of our childhood shows, what was the young man that Steve that popped up from Blue's Clues? Of course, that's had a five generation. We had kids and stuff at that time, but it seemed like a lot of the 90s babies was really excited to hear from Steve and his message. It seemed a little mess or coke few, but it was really nice to, you know, the young, the 90s kids, they felt some kind of way, they really enjoyed it, you know. don't really know much about Blue's Clues. All I know is I've seen the birthday cakes and, you know, things like that. So what's the tea? What's going on, Ren?
Well, Blue's Clues. Who don't remember Blue's Clues? First of all, I don't give a damn what the motherfuckers say, okay? We all love motherfucking Blue's Clues. And it was it the big red chair? Or am I thinking Clifford?
Yeah.
Wait,
no, you think about Clifford the dog, the big red dog. Miss Bang, how you... But see, you said you said the big red cat. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Right, and I'm like, hold on, am I talking Clifford? You know, everybody, you know, for those who don't know Clifford, then Google it, okay? For those who don't know Clifford,
classic character.
Okay, Clifford is not what the kids know Clifford as Clifford was back when we knew Clifford. Okay, that's just like. What is it called? Bananas in pajamas. Okay? That's like lamb chop.
Oh, yeah.
The lamb chop they know is not the...
Oh, lamb chop is the shit.
Right. Okay? They don't know all that. They don't know all that. Okay?
You know, speaking of classics, have y'all listened to Lil Nas X's new album?
No.
It's amazing.
No.
His album is really good. Like, it's... I don't know if it's
demon,
demonic, driven behind it, but I don't normally really get into people's albums like that when they first drop. But I was really right into listening to all the songs and everything. And let me say, this is like, I've never seen a rollout as thoroughly laid out as this album has been. Always from everything he did, from the Billboard to the pregnancy to everything about this whole rollout. Leading up to the album was genius. Like, I personally feel like this album is going to completely change and rearrange this music industry. You're about to see about five more Lil Nas X's, and it's going to be a big thing. I think this album is definitely going to shoot down Drake off the charts. What do y'all think?
I have not heard the album. I am still, you know, trying to get my thoughts together about everything from the Met Gala to the VMA. First of all, I did see his performance, and I would say I enjoyed it. I wish it was less smoke and more lights towards the back area when he did his dance, so that everybody could have seen it so much clearer. But I think it's time. You know, you do have a lot of people, you know, saying, oh, I embrace who I am, I embrace who I am, and blah, blah, blah. But to actually put it out there like that, honey, I'm here for it.
It's so many Lil Nas X's in this music industry, but finally we have someone who is out and proud and just doing it in the public. Because a lot of these niggas running around with snake skin and running clothing and all kinds of things. Not the same thing's wrong with that. But it's a lot of that going on behind the scenes. So I feel like Lil Nas X is just like the truth. He's exactly who he is. And I don't know why in my mind I'm thinking the whole time this nigga probably not even gay. Because you know how the music industry is. Like, whole fucking time, nigga probably not even gay. It's a whole fucking marketing.
Look how he was introduced to the world, you know, Old Town Road with Billy Ray Cyrus. Who would have thought?
Mm-hmm.
Who would have
but
thought?
When he first came out, like his first few songs was real regular hip hop. It was very like Soulja Boy type.
Greg Bossanova, we cannot hear you. Okay, we can't hear you.
Is your mic on mute? Yeah.
We cannot hear you. So if you are there, just know that we know that we can't hear you. Okay? All right.
We definitely can't. I have automatically gotten to I'm so used to us girls being on the radio, and of course I told you I'm a little tipsy tonight, so I wasn't. I totally forgot to say quick Gray was walking on the line. And he's right on here talking to me.
All right, I'm in here like swimwear. I'm here.
Welcome, what are you saying? Grayson, now the CEO is having mic problems. So, Josie, what do you see going on? Like, what is the big tea right now? It's been so long since we've been on the radio. Let me just say, what are you thinking about Biden? Because I'm feeling some kind of way about Biden.
Oh, child. Oh, Jesus Christ. First of all.
Oh, are we saving this for the gray line? Because this is crazy. What's in the game?
First of all, I'm going to say this, okay? We just need to kick everybody the fuck out. Just kick them all out. Just kick them all out. You know, let's not vote for, like, nobody. Like, nobody. Like, everybody.
We haven't seen, I ain't seen Camilla since January. What's happening?
First of all, you know, currently, you know, he's suing the state of Texas because of the abortion law that is now passed, that has basically taken women's rights away in reference to having a child. You know, anything after 5 weeks, you know, the state of Texas considers it as, you know, an actual child is physically here and it would be considered as much. And if any clinics perform any abortions, because not even for rape cases are they allowing women to have abortions. So if any abortion clinics are doing, you're going to jail, and it's horrible.
It's complex. It's okay. So remember when I told you guys, like, you know, we had been talking about the upcoming issues. Remember, I kept stating that all the indictments and everything, right? And everything that was coming to play. Now, you notice how many people have been going down. During COVID, how many entertainers have you seen? Like, you see our regulars, like, our entertainers, like, the rappers, the singers, right? Mm-hmm. But think back to our politicians that's supposed to be, that have been, like, Maxine Waters. Well, you see only little clips, Oprah, Ellen. You know, like, it's certain things you got to pay attention to, right, during these times. Like, especially during these times, you would expect a lot of people to step up and step out. But it's been complete opposite. So where is everybody? That's the question, right? And then we had this whole debacle that happened with Trump on January 6th, insurrection, where Washington, D.C. was allegedly ran over, right? But then you have reports coming out that from intelligence that, we didn't think this, we didn't think that. So now you have a situation where our government is fighting against our government, right? And fuck the people. That's exactly what's happening right now. It's every man for himself. Now, all of this, the COVID, and you see now unemployment just was shut off. They just stopped unemployment, right? Texas is one of those states where they said early on, like 5 months ago, Abbott said, fuck that. We cutting this federal funding off right now. Y'all not, fuck the unemployment. We cutting this off right now. And you know Abbott is one of the jabronis. He's a Republican. Now he
Stop
has
it. Case, so he motherfucker said the jabronis. I died.
The jabronis. He one of the jabronis, right? So you got to look at all that is occurring from the time the election occurred up until now with COVID. Now we have these hurricanes with federal funding now. Federal funding goes a long way. You know, it's left up to every state to take care of themselves. But then we still need that federal funding somewhere for national emergencies, school shootings happen, stuff. You have Homeland Security touchdown. You have all these, the ABCs that touch down, right? So guess what? If something happens and we don't have that federal funding, guess what? The people are stuck. Like, you lose everything, and then you get nothing. Yep. It's like cause and reaction, right? So now we're coming up. I don't know if you guys been paying attention. You probably didn't. You probably haven't been. But now we're getting ready to come up on another government shutdown. Mitch McConnell said, fuck y'all. I ain't signing shit. I'm not signing nothing. And we're at our spending limit. So if they don't raise that federal debt spending limit like they did prior years, guess what? The government shutdown. I mean, no courthouses, no federal funding, no COVID funding. Not all of that goes away. Everything comes to a standstill. And they have to debate on what's going to happen. And in between that time, these months will be taking breaks and flying here and flying there. Guess what? During that time, the people are stuck. And we're going, remember, we're falling well into fall now, right? So, you know, with fall comes the weather. Weather changes. So while they're debating on what should be done and how it should be done, we still have multiple variants of COVID coming out. People being out in the cold. We have hurricanes that struck where multiple cities have been flatlined, and now all government funding comes to a halt, including funding that goes to, like, things such as we were just talking about, abortions, reproductive rights, LGBTQ, like the whole realm, like HIV, AIDS, cancer treatments, all of that comes to a halt, right? So then you have, while this comes to a halt, the body count adds up, right? You see where I'm going? You see where I'm at?
Mm-hmm.
So the more we're falling more into losing more people and more, like, because of our government fighting themselves. It's not the people fighting the government, because we've been fighting them, but now it's imploding. It's on the inside. So that's what we're watching right now occur. It's always been like that, but now it's become detrimental to our well-being.
It's now exposed on a different level. Like, prior to, you know, knowledge of, but the exposure of it wasn't as vast as it is now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So you know, before we go to break, I want to touch back on, because like I said, I was shopping. I was at the grocery store before I came in here, and there was a few people talking about the abortion laws, the new abortion laws in Texas. And the only thing I told them, and this, you know, speaking for myself, Ms. Narelle, I am so choice. So the only option right now, ladies, you got New Mexico, you got Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana. Y'all better go do a little traveling if you feel as though you need to take care of some private matters, because you definitely can't do it in the state of Texas. But, you know, that's the only option.
There are a lot of businesses that do business with the state of Texas that are no supporting Texas, so they are completely pulling their product out of the state.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not do business with Texas until they repeal that law.
And, you know, it hits the LGBT community just as much as it hit everybody else, the heterosexual, the cis community. It hits the LGBT community, too, because even though a lot of us, we are in our lifestyles, we still have the right to have children. We own that right to still have children. And you have people right now, folks out there, trans, bi, hetero, all of them, they're still trying to have children in this right here, which would damper some of that. You get what I'm saying? It would damper some of that, especially when it comes to reproductive rights, right? It would damper a lot on that. But we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to get it popping with some more entertainment, news, current events, community events, all that good shit.
Brief break. Gossip and hip-hop, y'all. We are back. See y'all in the bed.
Yes, sir.
It's a whole lot of money in this motherfucker. It's a whole lot of money. No broke shit, that broke shit get old. And don't kill me, run no hoe shit, these hoes get too bold. I'm allergic to that no shit, my wrist game on cold. I might pay my coupe right just to match with my toes. Yeah, I can't wear the shit you bitches wear because it's cheap.
to me. It's some money at my table, grab a seat with me. Cost a ticket just to cover all my legal fees. I don't hang with jealous bitches, that's a weak disease. Hold on, run up. If you're broken in my business, then just shut up. I invested in my body, bitch, I'm done up. I look good, I like to fuck, I'm when the sun up. I put on my jewelry just to go to the bodega. And I keep it with me just so that I'm feeling safer. Fendi on my body, but my feet is in Bottega. Bitch, I'm getting money, give a fuck about a hater. That broke shit get old. And don't keep me run no hoe shit, these hoes get too bold. I'm allergic to that no shit, my wrist game on cold. I'ma take my coupe white just to match with my toes. White on white Bentley, trunk got that engine. Hoe tryna get near me, bitch, stay up out my mansion. Second bag got plenty, 20 racks and Fendi. Got time for these messy hoes, my business, I ain't with it. Got right now, not next, need M's all on my checks. Don't worry about who I text, just know it ain't my ex. A lot of rich niggas in here, no bitch niggas in here. When the pack landed, a check cleared, and this what you hear. I put on my jewelry just to go to the bodega. And I keep it with me just so that I'm feeling safer. Fendi on my body, but my feet is in Bottega. Bitch, I'm getting money, give a fuck about a hater. No broke shit, that broke shit get old. And don't keep me run no hoe shit, these hoes get too bold. I'm allergic to that no shit, my wrist game on cold. I might pay my coupe right just to match with my toes.
Have y'all listened to Certified Lover Boy and Donda?
No.
Well,
that's breaking Kanye. Does anybody know who the speaker that is?
Speaker?
Yeah, definitely
not. Speaker.
Oh,
drop top.
Why does it sound like we are going?
Oh. It sounds like Biden and them trying to come through.
Right. They heard the conversation. They said, cut that shit down.
So,
yeah.
See?
So let's get into it. So what's going on up there as far as, you know, how y'all moving around down there, well, up there and where you at, Ms. Miro?
Well, Philly is live. It's always, one thing I can say is, like, the difference between, a lot of people always say Baltimore and Philly is so much alike, and it is, but the big difference is Philly has much more culture than Baltimore. It's just always events and things going on out here. Tomorrow I'll definitely be at the SoulStack Indie Festival, which is going to be cute. That's going to be a Vernon Park. There's going to be a lot of artists that's coming out there, you know. So I'm going to be doing a lot of physical events. So about 10 artists performing. So I'll be going to an event tomorrow and see what's popping, see what's going on with these people around here, what's going on in Philly. I like to get silly and play all day. But, you know, I've been hearing a lot about Texas outside of the politics and the crazy, deadly weather. It's been a lot of violence as well down there. Like, hell, I got to, like, put the chains up and every day maybe even come down and visit. What is
so
going on? It's really bad.
How was it with, how did you bear going, were you up there when Ida came through?
Yeah, you know, like, it was weird because half of Philly was flooded. Ironically, of course, I was supposed to been going, taking a ride down to Baltimore, but the roads were, it's like God is keeping me in Philly, so the roads got flooded. But where I stay at, it was, you would have never thought it was anything. It was sun all shot outside. It was no rain. It was untouched. But the other half was unfortunate.
It looked like y'all was having the time up there, baby. Like rain. It was it washed away.
Our government is never ever prepared for these natural destructions. They're not prepared for it, like, at all. And it's really sad. Even after Katrina, you would think that the focus would be on creating bills that create budgets to protect these states, you know, whether it's New Orleans, whether it's Texas, whether it's Miami, whether it's New York. These are all taxpayers, and they should not have to face the elements alone when we have allegedly one of the greatest governments in the world. So it's sad to see how American, you know, could just the littlest, it could be anything from a hurricane and things just shut down.
Yeah,
and
we
not prepared at
we
all.
Could do. We should be doing a lot better than what we're doing, considering this is a common occurrence. We should be doing a lot better than what we have, especially with this with Ida, the way Ida went through Louisiana the same day that Katrina made landfall. That for them not to be prepared for that, and for them to take as much loss as they did down there between Mississippi and Louisiana, they got hit bad. And then it moved up to the Pennsylvania, the tri-state area, and they got hit with the flooding. And I've seen Jersey, we're used to dealing with the snow, you know, in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
They're used to dealing with the blizzards and the snow. The water, that extra flooding, flash flooding, and tornadoes touching down, that's the south weather. We ain't used to that stuff up there. We don't do all that. So for it to happen, a lot of people up north took a lot of losses within the city areas. Like, this is, I'm not talking about in where there's land and all. No. This, a lot of our city folk took losses, cars, houses, you know, exponential amount of, like, craziness. And I was like, I've never seen the tri-state area get hit like that, well, except for Sandy, because Sandy was a bitch too. But I've never seen our area get hit like that, and it was just like, wow, you know. And the phone calls I was getting, I was like, wow, like I was in shock.
If anything, I really hope that, because like you said, it's so many different weather patterns that certain areas in the country is just not used to, and they're used to seeing, you know, certain areas or certain states go through this constantly. But now we see that nobody is really safe. So I really hope that that's one of the major points that us as Americans start bringing up to the government is, are we protected? Because it really seems we're not. From the power blackouts to the flooding to just anything that pretty much is unexpected and puts Americans at great risk. It takes days and sometimes weeks to even get any kind of help when you have agencies like FEMA and that's supposed to be set up to help natural disasters. When it's like when it really boils down for it, they don't want to spend the money. I think they really just, FEMA is really just for the government. So when shit's the fan for the White House, and they can come running through. Because everything else, they really take their time and they got to delegate and all this so they can finally help the people. You know, bringing fresh water, getting them out of the water, you know, so many different things that are impacted by these natural disasters.
It's something, like I said, it's something that us as a country, I feel we do so much for other countries, but we rarely focus inside our own realm, our own, you know, in our own infrastructure. And that's something I feel like we could do a better job at. We're going to go to break. When we come back, I got some shit we can talk about and some stuff in the entertainment world. We got some shit we can talk about right now. There is outrage with Nicki Minaj and Trinidad and Tobago and other countries about the whole COVID issue and the mandates and somebody from that she knows, Tesco Swellen. And then we also have the rapper Joyner Lucas that is going. He put Karen Silver on blast because he paid her to do a job. She kept the money and didn't do the job. So now he putting her ass on blast. So when we come back, we're gonna get into it. What's some gossip and hip hop? We on it tonight.
Street Smart Radio, baby.
I'm rapping and I'm thugging, dawg. It don't make no sense. I be getting all this money, dawg. It don't make no sense. You know where I'm stepping, dawg. You know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like I'm Kodak Black in 2015. In a vilt with plenty killers, missing Miley with the lean. It don't make no sense. I catch a violin on the scene. Just a minor in design. I was robbing for some jeans. 2012, I was only 14. I was serving dope fiend. I was sitting no mean. I do no flagging, dawg. Been snapping, dawg. In a Zeta to the feeder, I be zigzagging, dawg. All I wanna do is get a bitch and fuck her raw. All I wanna do is hit a lit and hit the mall. Fly lifestyle and rock the mirror with the Louis Vuitton. Crack rock samples if you like it, you get 2 for 1. Fly lifestyle and rock DaVinci with the Dolce & Gabbana. How about sending Yoda smoking Zaza, putting up some Madonna. Heard you got some guala, don't be stupid, all my niggas robber. Heard you want some problem, keep it cute, cause all my niggas solid. I feel like I'm Kodak Black in 2015. In a vilt with plenty killers, missing Miley with the lean. It don't make no sense, I catch a violin on the scene. Just a minor in design, I was robbing for some jeans. 2012, I was only 14. I was serving dope fiend, I was sitting no mean. I do no flagging, dawg. Been snapping, dawg. In a Zeta to the feeder, I be zigzagging, dawg. All I wanna do is get a bitch and fuck her raw. All I wanna do is hit a lit and hit the mall. It don't make no sense, I'm putting sticks all in the jets. And I'm putting bricks back in the bricks, I'm paying everybody rent. Niggas say they ain't going for shit, but everybody with. I be jacking and whacking niggas, but I be rapping now and then. I'm gon' bounce out with that strap, I don't need nobody else. I feel like I'm Kodak Black, I don't see nobody else. My niggas ain't got no mind, I'm gonna get Jesus out of here. My niggas ain't got no mind, they kick a demon out of here. Hey, fly lifestyle, I'm rockin' Bellini with Chanel. It don't make no sense, another 3.7 M. My nigga don't make no sense, his name fucking Wham Bam. I love that nigga to death, I shed a tear, smile him. Everybody know I'm raw, but I ain't talking Van Damme. I have a shootout at the park, nigga, I ain't never playing around.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We back in the building.
So,
okay, so let's get into Joyner Lucas. So, what's her going with the mom?
Okay, so basically, within the past, like this morning, Joyner, you know Joyner, I'm pretty sure y'all know who Joyner Lucas is, but he hired Karen Civil as a marketing strategist. And he paid her $60,000. And she never did anything. Like, she didn't do her job at all. Like, he paid for his PR services. He didn't get anything. She never responded to him. Like, his people trying to contact her.
So, Shatifi money.
Very much so. He said, fuck it, 2 tears in the bucket, fuck it, let's take it to the stage. And he been on there fucking putting her ass on blast on Twitter, on every platform you can possibly think of, he done put her ass on blast. I feel like that's getting the fucking money back.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, I take her to fucking court.
Not the PR not doing their job
and getting seen. You know what I'm saying? I take that ass to motherfucking court. You think me just telling you to give me my money back, or you know what I'm saying, or render your fucking service and you don't damn do it, I'm taking you to court and then I'm going to make you do it.
Well, who else does she actually represent? Like, who's her clientele?
I don't know.
I ain't even know exactly. You heard both of us simultaneously. We don't.
Now, I knew she did a lot of, like, civil rights work and stuff like that. I didn't know she was doing, like, well, it makes sense now putting two and two together, but I didn't know she was marketing and stuff like that. Like, this is new to me. That's why I was like, oh, shit, she done did some shit and took some shit. Let me pay attention to this. What the fuck going on out here?
What did y'all think about the MTV Awards? The MTV Awards.
Well.
Everybody, I feel like the award show wasn't nothing but the preparation for the Met Gala.
Point blank, period.
Yeah.
First of all,
yeah.
Some of them outfits for the Met Gala was fucking horrible. Tracy
horrible.
Ellis Ross, I love the fuck out of you. But that outfit was giving me Nickelodeon.
Not
it was giving me straight up Nickelodeon. Now, the Rihanna after party of the Met Gala, first and foremost, Kehlani and SZA, y'all are so cute.
Yes,
y'all are so cute.
Yeah, they are.
So
been
cute.
About dollars.
I think that's the most important shit ever.
Okay.
Now, like,
I've seen pictures and videos and clips of the and it looked, first of all, I feel like if the fucking main event ain't jumping like the after party, I don't even want to go to the main event. I'll catch you at the after party.
Especially when it's 34,000
dollars. That's probably where everybody was waiting for in the first place. It was the Tiana Taylor and Normani performance for me, okay?
First of all,
I had to go back
give me
a couple
all
of
Janet
times
Jackson Velvet Rope
bitch
Tour.
What?
Janet
okay,
Jackson
to go
Velvet Rope Tour.
Pull it from the closet.
Hello.
They did that. They did
see,
that.
See, that was three performances at the MTV Awards that I was looking, that I watched the whole show for. I was surprised that
right
I really enjoyed Justin Bieber and whoever the other guy was. Justin Bieber sounds amazing.
Let
like
me
his
tell
voice
you
sounds
something.
Great.
Let me tell y'all something about that song. That is my song, okay? In the morning,
about exit.
Take my daughter to the bus stop. Okay, I love
it was
that
really
song. It is a nice feel-good vibe. I love that song. I play it in the morning with my daughter on the way to school. We do the little dance, kind of pump us up for the day. I'm telling you, it's just such a feel-good song. I love that performance. Kid LAROI and Lester and Justin Bieber.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you were talking about Essence for a minute. Because he running
no
around here making numbers, but got numbers going, too, with his.
Well, you know, really the two performances everybody was looking for was the girl Normani and Chloe.
Uh-huh.
And mind you,
uh-huh,
Normani wasn't even supposed to perform, but there were some pullouts at the last moment, so they brought Normani in. And I really feel like Normani
and she was ready.
I loved her performance. But
she was ready.
I was
okay
a little confused. I was confused.
She is sexy as fuck, okay? She is sexy as fuck.
Yeah, sexy and she's very talented. But I was confused. I was confused how the show, it was one way, and it was amazing, and then all of a sudden they pulled out the bondage in the dungeon, the sex dungeon, and then his team, what's the girl name? Tiana Taylor. For me,
yes,
I just feel like it did not fit. It was awkward. It was like, okay, that's weird.
Normally,
like, I think
Tiana Taylor, let me tell you something. That was a fantasy everybody in the back of their mind was like, I'm telling you, when that moment, when Normani climbed up on there and did her whole Janet Jackson Velvet Rope, let me tell you something. In the back of everybody's mind, they thought about what that would look like, okay? And I don't give a fuck about
my suggestion
people
was
everybody
I feel
people
like they should have did that. They should have did that at the beginning of the performance or something.
Yeah.
Like I felt like it was
like
so separate from the main performance. Like it just felt weird. I was like, okay. And then the music stopped. I can't even remember. But then you had the girl Chloe from that group with the two girls, you know, that Beyonce been grooming since they were kids. She had her single solo performance, which I felt like, of course, she did a great job, but I like Normani's performance better. I mean, I feel like she did great, but I just feel like the focus was too much on her just being this sex thing than actually displaying her talent. And mind you, I'm a sexy bitch. I'm all for the sexy, the scatty. But I just feel like I did not see, like, none of that vocal talent that she has. And it was just, it really caught a lot of people off guard, kind of. Outside of the video, the video kind of prepared us for
it. Think about it. Normani is a dancer. Chloe and Haley, that's not their strong area. So I get
maybe that's what it was.
For learning that dance and pulling it off, and you know, and it was her first solo performance. So I think she did awesome.
I think she did.
However,
good. She did awesome.
I would not. I expected for Normani's performance to be better because she is a dancer. I mean, she
is a Normani performance. I feel like with Chloe, maybe she needed more female background dancers or something. Like, it was something missing. It was just too, like, she had the guy background dancers, but it just was real, like, I guess they wanted to focus just on her, but I feel like she needed more dancers involved with that choreography or something. It was something that just did not grasp me with that performance. So,
Met Gala. I mean, I was getting a good throwback 90s, you know, sports teams dresses that, you know, we could pick up for a good $20. With the sparkles on it, made it longer, and she was like, I'm with it.
You talking about Chloe? Because I didn't like her Met Gala.
The dress at the Met Gala, I didn't like it.
And she's the girl everybody's looking at right now, so I don't understand. I feel like it's... Maybe she's new.
And they only looking at her like that. They only looking at her like that because they're comparing her to Beyonce, which I think is, like, knock it off.
Yeah,
I love Rihanna, but I wanted to take off that goddamn hat, okay? She smooth had on a goddamn motherfucking skirt, and y'all know it, all right? You know it. She had on one of them little hats that everybody wear up north in the winter. Okay, ASAP, Rocky, if you from on, you know, Tri-State Air.
Yeah. They disappointed
her. Too,
you know, Rihanna.
And I did not.
But
that ugly
but
ass black hat, and she said she did it for the black culture. I don't like it.
Mind you, you're talking about the hat, but I feel like the whole look was to cover up and hide the pregnancy, because allegedly Rihanna is pregnant. So I think that's why she had that big bulky look on. But because you know normally Rihanna comes and she eats.
Yes.
You know she eats the Met Gala. So I can't make no excuses for her boyfriend, her future baby father,
husband. But he probably was trying to match her energy though. Like you know what I'm saying? Like he had to match
But it was a fucking mess. We love you, Rihanna. However, I didn't like it. You can say, oh, you don't have class. You don't have style. You don't know what this
no,
is.
We
well,
don't.
You know what? I would have loved to see a whole lot more black people who went to the Met Gala, who went to the VMAs, who went to the MTV Music Awards. Let me tell you something. I would have loved for all of them to be out there in nothing but luxury black designer. Instead, look how many people wore Donatella Versace and she was on the goddamn Met Gala too. She made bank just being there.
But you know, the only two that ever did it for me for that Met Gala, it was two people. You had the old school come to Amon. Amon's dress, that gave what I feel Met Gala gives. That was a piece of art she wore. And here this lady comes 70-something years old, and she slayed everybody. But also who really kind of did it for me, and I just felt her presence, was Tiana Taylor. I feel like that look she has right now, that real Medusa look, it really was just, that ate it for me. Like, and I heard I seen that she had a fashion show at New York Fashion Week as well, which was really nice. I like seeing her behind the scenes, being the boss. you know, working the models and getting her show going. I thought that was really cool. So I'm really proud of Tiana Taylor. Want to shout out to my girl, because, you know, I ran into her in New York at New York Pride 2 years ago, and we had our little exchange of words and everything, and that's always a moment for me because, like, she was busy, I was busy, like, I'm getting my show together, and she was getting her show together, and so that her team was bringing her to her float, so they walked past our float, and me and her locked eyes, and, like, as she's walking past me, she was, like, turned all the way around, like, who the hell is that? I was like, hey. She said, hey. So I don't know if maybe she sexually attracted me. I don't know what it was. But definitely shout out to my girl Tiana. We definitely had our moment.
Yeah.
I'm like, she's very talented, and I'm very proud of her. That's my girl.
Yeah. Throw it up, throw it up, throw it up.
I thought George was like, wait, what happened?
What the fuck just happened? The hell just happened? The hell?
It was just a moment for me I'll never forget. It was really cool.
Memorable ones. Those are the ones you hold on to. But we're going to go to break right now. When we come back, we're going to run it up. We getting ready to get out of here. We thank everybody who has been tuning in to Gossip and Hip Hop tonight on our new season opener. Every other week,
yes.
Y'all know where to find us. Y'all already know what it is. We got the Power Hour coming back. We got the Gray Line coming back. And we got Sex, Lust, and Stilettos coming up.
Yes.
So y'all keep it locked. Y'all keep it locked. We got a lot of interesting events. Things coming for you. We coming. Y'all sit tight. We'll be right back.
They scared to come outside. Tell them boys they better pray. Tell them boys stay out the way. Tell them ain't nobody safe. On my mama, on my gang. We gon' put it in their face. Yeah.
They scared to come outside.
Niggas know we tapping 9 days. God know I'm stepping out with later. You tell it hurts, it ain't no mercy. That's just how we made it. You heard that church up in my veins, it's good, just how I'm raised. I told God he gotta forgive me, I'm in pain, oh. Get down on my knees when I'm in pain, oh. Tired of the rain on my name.
I
clean
his blood on my knees,
please. Oh, Jesus, please. Can you feel my knees, yeah? Tired of fucking up, I'm in the street, yeah. Tryna take the weight that's hurt inside of me.
Get to come outside.
God, I need to take a chance. Knowing that I love you, but sometimes I do the devil dance. Lost a couple of my partners, so I'm sliding out of whoever ends. Drop one of them niggas when I kill them, call the reverend, yeah. Cause no weapon formed against me shall prosper, yeah. God, I know I'm clutching on this chopper, yeah. Waiting on them boys outside.
They
get
to come outside.
Niggas
know we steppin' night and day. Niggas know we steppin' hour and day. Till it hurts, it ain't no mercy, that's just how we made. Change up in my
life,
that's just how we made.
Though I feel cursed, I pray for better days. Seems like yesterday we was catching plays. And it's been hard on me lately, I can't catch a break. I'm losing niggas on the day to day. Every day I pray, only God can take this hate away. Lord knows if I see him, I'm gonna have to spray. That same spot I seen him is the spot he lay.
I clean his blood on my Jesus, please.
Jesus, please, say there's a heaven for a real one. I had to smoke him, even Moses had to kill one. Do it for the bills, I swear this shit is getting ill. That
day
to
come outside.
Know
we steppin' night and day.
Know I'm steppin' night and day.
Know we steppin' now and
day.
Hurts, it ain't no mercy, that's just how we made.
Hear that
church up in my burger, that's just how we made.
Oh, you hear that church up in my burger, that's just how I'm raised. Slack off in my preachers, that's just how I'm came. Keep a 30 on me, nigga, don't get out the way. Lord, get my preacher on. Fly than the eagle, big old shooter, pull up in them regals. Drop out down on my people, this they gang gang. I put them demons
on
you.
Puss that nigga not equal, we so
heat up. I got that ether on. They didn't believe I'm the people's choice. They didn't believe in us. Right down on you in them Adidas, yo.
They scared to come outside.
I'm in there. I want you guys to get.
least do the book.
Another episode of Gossip Hip Hop on Street Smart Radio. We had such an amazing time.
For sure. I'm sorry we couldn't talk about everything, y'all, but continue to keep tuning in, and you will keep on being caught up on what is going on. And here's the tea.
Make sure y'all tune in. Follow our Facebook page, Street Smart Radio. Also on Instagram, Street Smart Radio. And for next time, it's your game is in there. Oh, what do you got to say, Ray?
Thank y'all for tuning in. This has been a lit show. Thank you, ladies. Once again, y'all, you know.
Yeah, it went so fast.
Yes,
it does. It always goes fast, but it's always enjoyable. We love kicking it with y'all. We love y'all tuning in. We love the fact that y'all show us love, and we will continue to do what we do.
It's been a night.
Yes,
thank
y'all
for turning, thank y'all for tuning in to Gossip and Hip Hop once again. Thank you, ladies, my hostess. Appreciate y'all. We out.
Y'all have a great weekend. Everybody be safe. Until next time, it's your girl, Ms. Mira O, and I'm still out.
Black sheep, standing on my own truth. Mirror O at your dome like a mom down. What you want? All I gotta do is call Mook. Then he called Trey, get the boys, bring us all down. What the fuck? You thought my reign was over? Listen, it's the queen, they call me the transover. Yeah, you know why, hard knock is on my shoulder. Group full of thugs, best with 2 cents and one boner. Listen, Mirror O. It's Vixen. Yeah. What the fuck? I'm the shit. Girl, multi-fascinated. Went to school of hard knocks, now I graduated. Fuck the lies, heavy stories is exaggerated. Try to take my good name, don't wanna see me make it. You a fraud, these niggas is retard. These hoes is overrated, kinda like a lease car. Call me Talibu, I'm gone, Tiger and Sean. Moving like a pawn, cross a board like a swan. What's the fucking tea? Sipping on a Snapple. Laughing at you hoes, packing when I travel. And I...